The Wilson brothers, representing the younger part of Bill Monroe's life. We'll make an announcement to some of you now that this might mean something to you. This is the seventh year that we've done a life story of Bill Monroe, and he's sung with the men that have made his life and his music worthwhile. This day, for the next 6 hours, these men will come back and sing with Bill Monroe for the last time. There'll be no more stories after today, and today you'll hear the part of the final chapter in the man's life. And we'll start something else, but we've left on record him singing with all these great men. Today will be the last day that we'll do this. Make welcome now the greatest musician that I have met in my lifetime, a man that's left music here that'll be played for 200 years. Here's the Bluegrass Boys from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, with their leader, the great and immortal Bill Monroe.
Carson, it's good to be here with you today. I'm sorry that you've been feeling bad. I have felt good all the way through the festival, and it's been a wonderful festival. And I met some of the finest Tar Heels that ever you've seen in your life over here, man. Some real friends, some old-time friends that I've kept down through the years for 35 years since I started here in South Carolina, North Carolina. It's good to be here on your festival.
Well, the music, my festival was started for his music. And to get on tape, him singing with all these great stars again so it could not be lost, we're going to build a Hall of Fame to bluegrass music right out there. And put the tapes in there that we've made for the last 7 years, approximately $12,000 worth. 100 years from now, boys or men can come to study and learn to play this music. They'll be able to listen to the tapes and learn it from the people that originated it, from Mack Wideman, the Stanley Brothers, and Don Reno, Jimmy Martin, the Osborne Brothers, and Ralph Stanley, all the guys that pioneered the music, contributed to it. And so that's the reason we started our festivals, was to get the music and leave it. And we think we've done that. We've accomplished that. We've got, the groups are playing it now all over the country, the best that I ever heard. And I think we've accomplished that first step, was to get it where they could hear it. We'll change next year and do some other things to advance the music. But today you're going to hear some of the best singing you ever heard. I listened to you a little while the other night and you sound great. You've been resting. You're ready for us.
Where did you hear me at?
I came down last night.
I didn't know you was here.
Yeah, I came down a little while.
Good.
Okay, we're going to get everybody to be real quiet now, and we're going to do the song that he recorded in 1940 in Atlanta, Georgia. This is the first bluegrass song and first bluegrass record ever made. Bill Monroe had a guitar player named Clyde Moody, and Clyde played guitar on all the 11 songs recorded but one. Bill Monroe taking the guitar and did a kickoff, which is now called the Bluegrass Kickoff, on a song called the Mule Skinner Blues, and played it in a different time, different rhythm from any other music that's ever been played. If everybody get quiet, everybody be still, we're going to do the song that started bluegrass music, and the man that started it's going to play it and sing it just as he did 30 years ago. Everybody just remain quiet. And we're going to do it. Just please, everybody stop wherever they are. And we're going to do, this is the beginning of the life story of Bill Monroe here now. This is a song that he recorded in Atlanta, Georgia, 1939. The Mule Skinner Blues.
Working on that road. My darling ain't put day high, high. My little woman in town every Saturday night, you drum a loop. Yodelay, yodelay. Hey, water, boy. Won't you bring that water around? If you don't like a jug, said you want a bucket.
Bill Monroe and the song of Muleskin of Blues. Kenny Baker playing the fiddle. That's a great job. The fiddle had been added to bluegrass music. Bill Monroe traveled throughout the country after making that record, became a member of the Grand Ole Opry. And he would play for shows and dances throughout the country. And he has said that because of his playing for square dances, and they'd be 3 and 4 hours long on Saturday and Friday nights throughout the country, that it helped him improve his playing because he played like 4 or 5 times more than the average man. So here now, representing the dances that Bill Monroe played for in his life, from Washington, D.C., 4 times, the national square dance champions of the United States, members of the Grand Ole Opry. They've appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, the only dance group ever to square dance for the President of the United States, a square dance. The Oxon Hill Cloggers from the Jimmy Dean Show and the Ed Sullivan Show in New York. And they're going to dance for you now, representing the dances that Bill Monroe played for. And just a little bit, we're going to introduce, have Bill introduce some members of his group now, and we're going to let a couple of them take a break and bring out some more fellas. But Kenny Baker and Joe Stewart playing the fiddles. Thank you very much. And we'll see you in a little bit. And Bill's son, James Monroe, here. He'll be back in just a little bit to do a song that he has recorded. Right now, we'd like to introduce two men that worked with Bill Monroe in 1940 and 1941, 30 years ago, for the first time, back here to do some of the songs that he fiddled on record. Let's make welcome, if you will, on guitar, the man that worked on the sessions with the Mule Skinner Blues and In the Pines and Katie Hill and those numbers in Atlanta, Clyde Moody from Raleigh, North Carolina. And the young man toting the fiddle there is the man that pioneered the bluegrass fiddle. He's the man that played on the original record of Footprints in the Snow, which we'll do in a little bit. From Houston, Texas, make welcome into our bluegrass story, the first time in 30 years, Mr. Chubby Wise. We'll start with the song that was recorded at the same time Mule Skinner Blues was. Clyde Moody worked on that session. Here's Bill and Clyde to sing In the Pine.
The longest train I ever saw went down. And the camp is fine. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and you shiver with the cold wind. Ooh, 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 ooh. Little girl, what have I done that made you treat me so? You caused me to weep, you caused me to mourn, now you caused me to leave my home. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and you shiver with the cold wind. Ooh, 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 ooh. Said he'd throw his watch away. It's a long steel rail and a short cross tie. I'm on my way back home. In the pines, shiver with cold.
Another song that Chubby Wise played the fiddle on, and this was the first song that bluegrass music or country music had that the fiddle played the melody of what the man sung. Before, they'd played the breakdowns like Katie Hill and Back Up and Push and Cacklin' Hen and all the old songs, and there'd been a lot of guys like J.E. Maynard and Zeke and Wiley Marsh, Riley Puckett, and all those guys that had sung music, but never before had the fiddle played the melody of what a man sung. So Bill Monroe recorded The Footprints in the Snow, and here's the man that played the original fiddle, Mr. Chubby Wise and Bill Monroe and Clyde Moose.
Thank you.
Some folks like through summertime, and they can walk about strolling through the meadow green, it's pleasant, there's no doubt. But give me the wintertime when the snow's on the ground, for the founder when the snow lit up on the ground. I trade two little footprints in the snow. I found a little footprint in the snow. The blessed that a happy day that nearly longs to wait. I found her with the snow in her way. I dropped in to see her. It was a big round moon. Her mother said she just stepped out, but he'd be returning soon. I found her little footprints, and I traced him through the snow. And I found her when the snow lit on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow. I found a little footprints in the snow. I blessed that a happy day, and Nelly lost her way. But I found her when the snow lit on the ground. Now she's up in heaven, she's with the angel band. I know I'm going to meet her in that promised land. But every time the snow falls, it brings back memories. But I found her when the snow lit on me. I traced a little footprints in the snow. I found a little footprints in the snow. I'm blessed and a happy day. Nelly lost her way. But I found her when the snow lit on me.
At this time, of course, the first banjo player was String Bean. Royal Yarbrough is representing String Bean a little better, but, and I might add, Royal has turned out to be a real fine banjo player. Last night, he really, really was really playing. He's a great banjo player now. But here's a song that Chubby used to fiddle on the personal appearance shows when they'd go out and play and tour in the long, stretched-out Chevrolet that Bill had cut into and an extra seat put in it. Here's the Cacklin' Hen by Chubby Wise.
Thank you.
That's the great Chubby Wise and his fiddle, and that's the Cackling Hen. That's the way it ought to be played, man. That's great. That's some of the that's fine fiddling. Here's a song that was recorded also in 1940 in the same group of songs that pioneered the bluegrass sound throughout the country. And Clyde Moody got to record a solo in these 12 songs. It became a big hit for Clyde Moody and the Bluegrass Boys and Bill Monroe. And for 5 years, Clyde Moody used to sing it on the Grand Ole Opry. And it's called The Six White Horses.
I'm leaving you to wear you off my mind. I'm leaving you to wear you off my mind. God, you keep me very troubled, troubled all the time. If you don't believe I'm leaving, just count the days I'm gone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, just count the days I'm gone. Next time you see your daddy, it'll be on Judgment Morn. There's six white horses going two by two. There's six white horses going two by two. There's some other woman has stole my love from you. Now tell me, pretty mama, which way the river runs? Now tell me, pretty mama, which way the river runs? It runs straight from my back door to the set of the rising sun.
Being associated with Bill Monroe and meeting Clyde Moody and Chubby Wise, they wrote a song that became a hit. It sold over 3 million phonograph records now in the 30 years it's been recorded. And it's about the great Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. It was a waltz tune, and that's the name of it, The Shenandoah Valley of Virginia.
In the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia lives a girl who's waiting just for me. Oh, how many times we've lost in the moonlight in her loving arms I long to be. I miss her smiles in the moonlight. I know she misses me too. In the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, I know that her love for me is true. She misses me too. in the Shenandoah Valley, I'm protected. I know that her love for me is true.
Thank you very kindly. Thank you.
What manner of love do you want to try?
Are you kidding?
Yes. Is that a new one? Bill Monroe would play the mandolin, play instrumentals, and he was writing a lot of mandolin instrumentals at that time, like Rawhide and Bluegrass Breakdown and tunes like that. We'll feature him now on the mandolin. Here's one of Bill Monroe's great mandolin numbers.
Lower it down, please. Okay. Thank you.
Let's give Clyde Moody a hand for singing. We'll probably have him back. Chubby, you stay out here. And here's another one of the bluegrass boys that actually came from the state of Virginia, and he's lived in Danville and Martinsville, now lives in Roanoke, Virginia. And he worked with Bill Monroe one time in the 50s. All right, we will in just a little bit, okay? We'll get on that. Here's Jim Eanes from Roanoke, Virginia. Would you make him welcome?
I wonder if you feel the way I'm going.
Thank you. Here's a song that they used to sing together, and they've done it several times on the festival. I wonder if you feel the way I do, Chubby.
Eight weeks ago tonight we parted. It's so hard to realize we're through. When we quit, you said you'd always love me. Now I wonder if you feel the way I do. I'll never forget our days together, even though I know it's very true. I loved you better than will forever, and I wonder if you feel the way I do. Through this dreary, dreary world I wonder, my thoughts will always be of you. But it seems to me there's no use living. Now I wonder if you feel the way I do. It makes a go tonight we parted. It's so hard to realize we're through. When we quit, you said you'd always love me. Now I wonder if you feel the way I do. It makes no difference where I wander, no matter what I say or do. I'll always think of you, my darling, and I wonder if you feel the way I do. 8 weeks ago tonight we parted. It's so hard to realize we're through. When we quit, you said you'd always love me. Now I wonder if you feel the way I do.
Very good there, fellas.
Brown eyes, brown eyes, brown eyes, green eyes.
All right. Here's another duet by Jim Eanes and Bill Monroe. Sparkling brown eyes. Sparkling blue eyes.
Green eyes.
There's a ramshackle shack down in old Caroline that's calling me back to the gal of mine. Those two blue eyes that I long to see, for the girl of my dreams she will always be. Those two blue eyes that sparkle with love came down to me from heaven above. If I had wings like a beautiful dove, I'd fly away to the girl I love. When it's harvest time down in North Carolina, I'll be drifting back to the girl of mine. I'll spend my days with the one I love, by the help of the one up in heaven above.
If the eyes that sparkle with love sent down to me from heaven above, if I had wings like a beautiful dove, I'd fly away to the girl I love. Eyes that sparkle with love sent down to me from heaven above. If I had wings like a beautiful dove, I'd fly away to the girl I love.
Thank you.
Bye, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. That's fine. Jim Eanes, who was a former bluegrass boy. And Chubby Wise gets a little break now until Mac Wiseman and some of the others come back on. Would you give Chubby Wise and Jim Eanes a hand for participating in our story? Here's some boys. Curtis Blackwell was a former bluegrass boy and worked with Bill Monroe. And they've got to go back to South Carolina, make some commitments there, and some of them got to go to Columbia. So we're going to get them on so they'll be able to go. And I want to do this number especially for Butch Robbins' father, who's been a helper of all our festivals and our bluegrass music. And he's helped Butch a lot, and he's helped Bill Monroe a lot. So if he's in the crowd, we're going to do this part of the program especially for him, because Butch is going to play banjo. Butch Robbins from Radford, Virginia. Make welcome Curtis Blackwell and Randall Collins in our bluegrass story, would you? While they are debating here on what key to sing in, we would like to say to all our listeners on our radio network and everything, we hope you're enjoying the Bluegrass Festival and hope next year you'll plan to attend the live festival here at Bluegrass Park. It's a lot better if you're here and we get to see you and you get to see us, okay? What are we going to do now?
Live and let live.
Here's Curtis Blackwell and Bill Monroe with Randall Collins on the fiddle.
Stayed awake last night and I walked the floor. What made you treat me so? You know I couldn't live on if we should. So tell me you don't mean goodbye. Thank you.
Curtis Blackwell is one was singing off key, if anybody was.
Thank you, Carl.
Ah, no, that's... Thank you, that's great. Thank you, man. Y'all pick out another one, we'll do it. Curtis and Randall have a group called the Dixie Bluegrass Boys. And when we started our festivals, they were the first new group that became known and played the festivals. There was about 8 or 9 name groups. And when we had about the third festival, they showed up with their group. And they're one of the best groups in the bluegrass field today. And have a music store in Murphy, North Carolina, if you're ever down that way. We'll get Rawhide in just a little bit. And so Curtis and them, wherever you get a chance to see them perform, go, because they'll do some of the finest picking you ever heard. What are we going to do now?
I'm going to do Little Georgia Rose.
Little Georgia Rose, okay.
Come and listen to my story, a story that I know is true. A little rose way down in Georgia, with the hair of golden eyes so true. Way down in the Mirage Mountain, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart up the mountain, Lord, Lord. She's my little Georgie Rose. There we sing love songs together. I want to do her little part. She smiled at me when I told her that she was my sweetheart. Way down in the Mirage Mountain, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart up the mountain. She's my little Georgia Rose. Had planned, my baby is a grown lady. Come on, it stole my heart from me. Way down in the Mirage Mountain, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart up the mountain, for she's my little Georgie Rose.
That's a good singing, and they have a good group, man. There's a lot of good groups now playing bluegrass music. Let's do Rawhide. We'll get it in just a minute. Let me get the right men out here to do it with, okay? Right now, we would like to get a fiddle player to come out. Is there a fiddle player back there?
Rawhide. Rawhide. You got to play Rawhide.
Well, here come one fiddle player. Not on Rawhide, I don't guess. What do we need? A guitar player. All right. Here, we'll get this. Here's the young man that played in the first bluegrass festival, played guitar for Bill Monroe at the first festival I had. And this is the first time he's been back to play with Bill Monroe since in 7 years. And I don't know whether Bill even knew he was here. Mac, welcome. Now, this boy has his own group in Nashville, Tennessee called the Shallow Boys. And they play on Wheeling, West Virginia, in the Grand Ole Opry as guests. So, Mac, welcome from Nashville, Bobby Smith, into our bluegrass story. And he's a former bluegrass boy and the boys from Shallow. Did you know Bobby was here, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Did you?
He's Lester Flatt's cousin.
Is he?
Yeah.
Lester Flatt's cousin, okay. Well, we're glad to have him anyway. No. No, I just kidding. We're glad to have Bobby, and we'd be glad to have Lester, too. We're going to have him in one of our festivals.
Yeah.
But You're right.
That's the man you need right there.
Yeah. I thought we had him one time. Here's Bobby to play guitar, and we'll do Rawhide for that gentleman right there. Okay?
Boy, it's coming right after you there. Watch it.
Got you going ready, boy.
Are you ready to
play? Yeah.
Bobby was at the first festival 7 years ago at Cantrell's Horse Bar. Here's a song. Can we do?
Sweet Audrey, tell me wrong.
Right here.
Huh? Yeah, you'll have to sing on this one. Here's Bobby Smith and Bill Monroe to sing "Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong."
D.
Told me that your love was true, sweetheart. I thought the world of you. Then you left me all alone. Now I'm the one you call my own. Now, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. That's fine. That's good guitar player. The Boys from Shiloh. That's Bobby's group, and Bassa Clements works with him. He's a former bluegrass boy, that one of the finest bluegrass fiddlers. He couldn't be with us today, but we hope next year to have Bobby and Bassa and the Boys from Shiloh. They've got a great group, and some of the new bluegrass groups, we're going to start having them at our festivals. Here's another song that Bobby used to come to my house in Roanoke, Virginia, and Bill Monroe, and they'd sit in my living room and work and practice on the music. And there was very few people, boys, playing bluegrass music 7, 8 years ago. It had almost died out. But here's a song that they would sit there and sing, and of course everybody sung it with Bill Monroe. Mother's not dead, she's only sleeping. And I like the way Bobby sang.
I left my old home way back in the mountains, for Mama and Daddy had both passed away. We followed our mother up to the graveyard, for Mama was called to heaven that day.
Mother's not dead, she's only asleep, patiently waiting for Jesus to come. The birds will be singing while Mother lies sleeping. Mother is sleeping way back in the mountains. Mother is sleeping way back in the hills. Mother's not dead, she's only asleep, patiently waiting.
Thank you, Bobby. That's fine. Bobby Smith from Nashville. His first time he's been to our festival. He's always busy and all. And next year, Bobby, we want to get your group and get Vassar. He's a fine fiddle player along with all these. Speaking of fiddle players, here's to represent the numbers that Bill Monroe writes. When we started the festival, the purpose was to get young boys or young men to hear the music again and start playing it. We plan here, when we get our Hall of Fame built in the next 2 years, to build a school of bluegrass music here on our farm. We'll have dormitories for the boys to stay in during the summer. And we want these great musicians to come and stay a week at a time and teach the music so that it will continue on and become the biggest music in America. Here's an 8-year-old fiddle player from High Point, North Carolina, that's 13 years old. 13-year-old, and he has learned to play pretty good. We want you to hear him, and he's going to play one of Bill Monroe's numbers called Big Mun. Here's J.B. Prince from High Point, North Carolina. J.B., how you doing, man? Lower that thing down there just a little bit. Fred will lower it down for you. There you go. We need a guitar player here. Well, I was going to use Bobby, but we can use Joe Stewart. He's played. And, Rule, you can play on this, and then we're going to give you a break, man. We're really working these boys today. Here's J.B. on a number that Bill Monroe wrote and has recorded in an album called Big Mun. Learning it young now, aren't they, Bill? And they learn it right. They're working hard on it. Okay, thank you, Joe Stewart, for playing guitar. I wish John Palmer would show up here or some bass player and we could give this boy a break. He's been here now for an hour. So one of the bass players come and give him a break. Here's a group of boys that Joe Green, the fiddle player, has fiddled with Bill Monroe, and the boy that sings tenor with them has sung on most of the Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs records throughout his life. He worked with them for many, many years and was a credit to their music because he sung the tenor and he sung it good with Lester and he sung it right, and all their big records, Curly Seckler sung the tenor on. Mac, welcome into our bluegrass story for the first time. Curly Seckler, here's Joe Green and all the Green Men from Nashville, Tennessee. Curly, welcome, man. Glad to have
you. Thank you, Carlton. It's a real pleasure to be here.
I've
heard some of the best bluegrass I believe I've ever heard in my life out here.
Well, they all play it good, don't they?
They really do.
You've been a credit to the business, Curly, and you've made a lot of records that people enjoy.
Thank you, Carlton.
And we're glad to have you today.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
It's nice to have you. Are we going to start with a fiddle number, Joe?
We'll do some twin fiddle stuff here. We'll
be all right, here's the representing the twin fiddle things that Bill Monroe was... And Mack Wiseman were the first men to use twin fiddles on records and bluegrass music. And here's some twin fiddling now with Kenny Baker, Joe Green, Curly Seckler, and their group, and Bill Monroe. Okay? This is called the Wheel Horse. Thank you. Who's going to sing it?
Vernon Lee Brown.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let Bill drink his drink there while Vernon Lee sings. He's going to do Cabin on. Okay, here's Bill Monroe and Vernon Lee Brown and Curly Secker to sing Cabin Home on the Hill, along with Kenny, Be Natural, right, and Joe Green.
You still. All I have to do now is sit alone and cry in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. There's a longing for you still. I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. But when you have come to the end of the way and found there's no more happiness for you, just let your thoughts turn back once more, if you will, to our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just let the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
All right.
Okay. That's fine. That was fine. That was fine, Curly. They broke a string on one of the guitars there. Let's do Roanoke now while they're getting the guitars. I need another one. Is that one out of tune? Yeah. Okay, Joe, we're going to do, this is a song that Bill Monroe wrote while he was making a personal appearance in Roanoke, Virginia at the Roanoke Theater years ago. So he just named it Roanoke, and it was recorded on record and was one of the big numbers. Here's Kenny and Joe Green to do Roanoke along with Bill and the rest. Thank you. Here's one of the few times you're going to hear anybody sing tenor with Bill Monroe, because Curly Sector has sung and made so many great records singing tenor with Les and Earl. He's going to sing tenor with Bill Monroe on this song. Bill will do the lead, and D, fella, sitting on top of the world. All right, Curly, get ready.
Was in the spring one sunny day, my good girl left me, she's gone away. But now she's gone and I don't worry, but I'm sitting on top.